How shall we sing of Christmas fun, of Christmas holiday? Her youth beneath an eastern sun, 6,000 miles away. No holidays are his to take, no theaters to see. His Christmas songs the presses make, that drive the CMG. Beneath the plains, the dusty plains, that shade his office roof. He takes the telephones and lungs, and wades through piles of proof. Along the course, the dusty course, fresh from his morning tub, he steers the bucking whaler horse, or haunts the jackal cub. From 9 to 5, his scissors gleam, mid 57 papers. He tries by piling on the steam to drive away the vapors. Yet spite of office din and noise, intrusive thoughts will come. And life perhaps has higher joys than scissors, brutes or gum. Unhitched from paper leading strings, a vagrant thought will roll to where the Brompton smoke fog clings off 25 the grove. It spoils the taste of his cheroots with telegraphic quickness, as through his weary head there shoots a pang of well homesickness. He wonders if you'll understand how much this child can miss you, and what he'd give to take your hand, and what he'd give to kiss you. He wonders if in years to come he'll save enough to go and take a first class ticket home aboard the piano. He dreams of half a hundred things above the table's base, of red hot months with leaden wings and fever stricken days, of weary nights when half the year the ponga creaked and swung, and shrilling in his sleepless ear the foul mosquito sung. But now the year begins to die, and Christmas is at hand. What if to greet you worthily can reach you from his hand? He has no Christmas card to send, no scented billet-doux. And so he forwards, dearest friend, his heart's best love to you. And if on old board programs writ this speech looks poor and mean, believe him, half the truth of it lies deeper than is seen. He asks in midst of Christmas fun and all your New Year joy, think of him neath an eastern sun, your always loving boy. He asks in midst of Christmas fun and all your New Year joy.